back, and we have Bobby Walden here from Alamax. And, of course, Bobby, you've been on the program for years. We, by the way, a couple announcements after the show, most days, but today we didn't, yesterday we didn't do it, but we're going to do a wrap-up, and it's going to be open for people to call in. And I set up a technology to you for you to call in by Skype. You have to actually get, log in and get approved. You go to NutriMedical1, N-U-T-R-I Medical 1, and then when you send me a notice on that NutriMedical1, I can then respond and say, yep, you're in. And then you can actually send me a message, and then I'll determine who's going to be calling or whatever during the show. Now, there's three rules. Number one, no ad hominem attacks. Number two, stay on topic. And number three, try to be accurate in terms of your questions and your statements. That way we don't confuse people and we keep on topic. But you can disagree, but you have to do it with logic and evidence, not ad hominem attacks or rants. And by the way, you have a limit on how many questions, so you don't, quote, take over the show. It's real simple. Now, we want to inform and transform and get people. One of the things that we discovered with the thiol compounds in Alamax and Alamed is that if you take it, the mosquitoes that can carry Zika virus, either if you have Zika and you've gone to Brazil or if you're going to a place, if you take Alamax, ticks and mosquitoes aren't going to bite you. They go, oh, my God. They get the what we call the yuck smell from it that even you can't smell as a person, but the insects can. And they know that if they bite you, they really think they're going to die. That's number one. Number two, Alamax will go through the biofilm of all things like sinuses, periodontal teeth, blood vessels, in terms of unstable plaque, chronic, we call lower bowel dysbiosis, diverticuli. It literally penetrates through everything. So if you got a diabetic, most people don't realize that diabetic lampadicorum, which is the skin changes in the legs, is not only bacterial and anaerobic, but it's also fungal. And guess what? Alamax is not just an antibiotic. It's an antifungal, an antiviral, and an antiparasitic. It's been a prescription in Europe under Peter Jostling and Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand for, what, 25 years now, I think? It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. It is a long time, Dr. Bell. Thanks for having me on the show. And
yeah, so tell us the latest of what you're hearing, because you must get testimonials all the time from people that take it. We have people, for example, that have herpes simplex, oral or genital, and they said, Dr. Deagle, I can only afford one product. What can I take? And I said, well, take Alamax or Alamed. I said, you're kidding.
Well, yeah, I mean, to cut, you know, to go back a little bit, I mean, a lot of the research that is done by, you know, Dr. Jostling is on MRSA staph infections, and they've done a lot of work showing that, you know, this drug-resistant bacteria, that the Allicin can help, you know, people get rid of that. So we have a couple different strengths of products.
Right.
You know, in capsule form and liquid and cream. And, you know, basically people can take that if they have a staph infection, or I recommend it if they're going into a hospital because, you know, hospitals are so dirty and that's where you pick those up. And you can, you know, take those. And the main idea is to just, you know, build your immune system and boost it.
Right. Most people, by the way, don't realize that stealth organisms are present everywhere, even in the brain. What percentage, this is a multiple guess question, what percentage of people at Cornell University, when they did viral and other cultures from their brain tissue when they died of dementia, what percentage showed viruses growing in their brain tissue they could culture up?
I have no idea.
29%.
50?
29%. Now, there's often other things. If you're a diabetic or pre-diabetic, the primary organism you grow is mycobacteria, which is a cousin of TB. It's
okay.
Everywhere. In fact, if you got glaucoma, the very first thing you have is the ciliary process of your eye. You have the growth of mycobacteria that are plugging up the channels in the ciliary process called the canals of Schlemm. So they may increase intraocular pressure, but the primary thing they do is increase intraocular inflammation. And that directly affects the myelin sheath of the back of your eye, the microcirculation, because it affects cytokine levels. So when we look at it, whether it's nanobacteria in your artery walls that are taking free iron or heavy metals and oxidizing fatty acids or cholesterol, or destroying your teeth and creating NECA, which is cavitations. Alamax deals with all this. It deals with things like people with chronic acne. One of our treatments is to say, we want you to use pregnenolone cream to stop the inflammation, but we want you to take Allicin as Alamax or Alamed to kill off the organisms growing in your sebaceous gland that cause the regular acne, you know, the punctate acne, or acne conglomerata, which is a big cystic acne. People don't realize stealth organisms. As I say, let's put it this way. What's worse, to die from being eaten by wolves or ducks?
Probably by wolves, but
ducks are ducks are much worse because they don't have teeth. Now, bacteria and viruses don't have teeth, so it takes them a long time to chew you and digest you. Okay? So wolves will do you off real quick, just like, you know, Game of Thrones, boom, you're gone in a few minutes, the wolves just finish you off. So you have a few screams and you're done. Now, ducks will take a year to eat you. Okay?
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good. I'm not going
to... I'm using hyperbole here to make it... So most people don't realize, long before you die, your organisms that are stealth organisms in your body that aren't necessarily fulminant are trying to eat you. They affect your genes epigenetically. They cause inflammation in your tissues. They elevate cytokine levels. They activate changes in antigens on the cell surface, so they cause autoimmune disease. Most people don't realize that it's a combination of stealth pathogens and toxins that epigenetically make the cells produce either antigenic changes or genetic changes that make the cell stress to turn into cancer. Did you know that Alamax and Alamed will reduce cancer rates as well as reduce autoimmune disease? And the reason is, if you look at the pyrogen level and the level of inflammatory cytokines in their joints and other tissues, they're elevated by the presence of stealth pathogens. For example, rheumatoid arthritis, they've been able to culture since the early 1950s, Mycoplasma hominis incognita. Now, people say, well, what does that have to do? Well, it turns out the mycoplasma has a sequence of amino acids that are identical to the synovial membrane of your joints if you get rheumatoid. And when your lymphocytes infiltrate, they form what's called a rheumatoid nodule in your joint and chew away your joints. There's nothing more painful, including cancer, than rheumatoid arthritis. It is the most painful condition you can ever suffer. Because cancer will eat you and swallow you. Rheumatoid arthritis will eat you, swallow you, and then spit you back out again. Okay?
It's
so inflammation, you can put your hand a foot away from a joint and it's like on fire. It's like, whoa, that's hot, man. It must hurt. And what people should understand is that this is all driven by stealth pathogens. When you see a woman, for example, with chronic premenstrual syndrome, they not only have hormonal imbalances, they got stealth pathogens. Right? They have, for example, even with polycystic ovarian syndrome, you see a combination of hormonal imbalances, cytokine levels, free radicals, and stealth pathogens. Because the basis for all disease is acidosis, free radicals, and electron deficiency in the cytochromes. And the primary thing that drives that is the presence of driving the cell into anaerobic metabolism by stealth pathogens and toxins that interfere with your mitochondria. So if you've got a Lyme disease, your mitochondria are screwed up and your neurotransmitters are screwed up and your cells go anaerobic. So, for example, you get chronic Lyme, you want to take Allicin, Alamax, Alamed. You may have other things to add to it too, but today, for today's discussion, you've got chronic glaucoma, you want to be taking Alamax. The reason is that the anterior chamber of the eye and the eye inflammation, people say, well, it doesn't penetrate the eye. That's because regular antibiotics won't, like Levaquin, minocycline, etc. But those mycobacteria are growing there, and the regular antibiotics will not destroy mycobacteria. They won't touch them. They have a very narrow spectrum to see maybe some gram-positive organisms, and that's it. They don't hit necessarily gram-negatives unless you have a specific gram-negative antibiotic. They don't touch mycobacteria. They don't touch fungi. And if it doesn't destroy both the budding and branching form of the fungi, it doesn't do anything. That's why you don't take nystatin in your gut. And you say, well, this is going to get rid of my gut yeast. No, but you take Alamax and it will get rid of the mycelial form of the gut yeast. Interesting, eh? And we use that along with things like berberstatin and recolonizing with Living Probiotic and Living Probiotic Ultra. But as part of our protocol to sweep out the garbage before you recolonize, you need to have the Allicin in there. If you give it to your pets, they won't get ticks, they won't get mosquitoes, they won't get insects to bite them and give them bad bugs. And they won't bring those bugs back home to you to infect you, you know? So, it's amazing how, now we got Zika virus, if a woman takes the Alamax, the mosquitoes won't even bite her. Interesting, hey?
Yeah, it is pretty, and I know the Zika has been a big thing. I mean, I've had calls about it, and I tell people, but, you know, sadly, you know, a lot of people are still pretty nervous about it and don't really know what to do. You know, I just...
Well, yeah, but then you don't got to tell them to listen to Dr. Deagle, because I have hundreds of protocols to deal with every condition that the human body can suffer through, every single one. And if I don't have one, I will work up and produce a protocol and give you what we call diagnostic benchmarks for lab testing, imaging, and other tests that can prove to you that what I'm doing is correct. For example, somebody says, well, I don't think this is going to reduce my C-reactive protein in my blood vessels. I said, well, What is a C-reactive protein? It's a cardiac reactive protein and inflammatory protein caused by the presence of toxins, stealth pathogens, and inflammatory molecules like homocysteine. And if we get rid of the stealth bacteria, guess what? You can't form plaque. Did you know without nanobacteria, you can't form plaque in your arteries because you have to oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids? If you don't, the macrophages can't eat those the fatty acids. Then the macrophages don't die and form foam cells, which precipitate soluble ICAM-1 and 2 and local fibrin degradation products and platelets to form a plaque. And then one layer upon layer, just like an old Haitian tar paper shack, and if the thing ruptures or calcifies, you get a propagating thrombus or an embolus that shoots down the artery and either dead or close to it. And we know this now. Of course, I remember years ago talking to Dr. Roger Damley, who's a cardiologist sharing office space with me and other doctors at the he was an invasive cardiologist who would do cardiac ablation of aberrant conduction pathways, which, by the way, the FDA still doesn't approve because it's dangerous and stupid. But anyway, he said, let's go to the Greek restaurant across from the hospital, because I had taken over 4 general internist practices and worked in the ICU. And he says, I heard you know something about what causes plaque. And, of course, you do not want to give Deagle an open book to say, let's do a data dump. So I did a data dump, and his eyeballs were rotating in opposite directions by the time I finished. And he got as pale as a ghost. He said, you're going to ruin our business. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you're going to ruin our business. And he got real, his pupils were like little pinpoints. And I said, you've got it figured out, haven't you, in your... I said, my dad died at ideal weight of 67 after a toxic exposure working in industrial plants. And he had a ruptured hole in one side of the heart, and they tried to repair it, and he died 3 days later. He's a tough guy. But I said, I want to find out the cause of heart disease. And I said, if I put my mind to any problem, I will find an answer, like I found the cause of diabetes and got persecuted for it, or the magnesium in the ACLS protocol. I was the one that discovered that. Now, he said, you're going to ruin our business. I know what causes plaque. I know what causes heart disease. I can give you the VANCI tests and the lipid electrophoresis and the oxidative markers and everything. I can tell you exactly what causes it. But there's a lot of doctors cringing their horse and said, don't tell them, Deagle. You're ruining the business, man. We make money. I said, I'll bet you do your cardiac cast on a Thursday. He said, yeah, how do you know that? And I said, I'll bet you do 16 to 20. He said, yeah, and he smiled, all the blood came back. And he said, I just have to do an electronic signature on the fixed study and just read out the report from the cardiac cath. I said, and I'll bet you got a great handicap on golfing on Wednesday, too. And he said, you're batting 1,000, Deagle. And then all of a sudden he paled because he realized I was playing with him. And he was like, you are going to ruin our business, aren't you? I said, yep.
Yeah.
Now, you got to understand this out there. If you're a paradigm breaker like I am, and you're what I call a curmudgeon, I mean galactic-level curmudgeon, you're going to come against the medical profession, which has craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They have, by and large, their heads up their butt. They don't want to think that alternative medicine or integrative medicine or functional medicine, with all the new fancy imaging, tests, genetics, and everything else, has anything to offer. And guess what it does? Because medicine that's functional medicine incorporates surgery, cardiac intensive care unit, imaging studies, toxicology, genetics, epigenetics, plasma physics, it includes everything. Okay? So when somebody wants to challenge Dr. Deagle, they're going to have a hell of a bad day. It's going to be embarrassing. Okay? And it's not because I'm arrogant. It's because I'm competent. And I'm enraged by the fact that the medical profession are still doing stupid things that I stopped doing 30 years ago. Okay? So one of the things that's going to stop you from dying of a heart attack or stroke is to take Alamax. One of the things that's going to help your PMS is Alamax. One of the things that's going to stop the deconjugating bacteria in your lower gut, that's going to make those toxins re-release and end up in your breast tissue or your pancreas or your brain, is taking Alamax, because you kill off the nanobacteria in your arteries, but you also kill off the anaerobic bacteria that deconjugate and re-release toxins in your liver conjugated, re-release them so that your body then bioconcentrates them, causing cancer. Did you know that people taking Alamax are going to have less cancer? The reason is, those bacteria that can deconjugate and re-release the toxins is gone. It cleans your lower gut. Your diverticuli, which is what we call left-sided appendicitis, isn't going to happen. Because it penetrates through the biofilm of the fecal cyst, and those little stones there are fiber in the little outpouchings of your bowel wall, the blood vessels in there called, diverticuli. And you clean your diverticuli so they don't expand and all of a sudden give you a left-sided appendicitis and you have to do a partial colectomy. Remove part of your bowel, you die. Okay? That's what we call left-sided appendicitis. What percentage of people do you think have left-sided appendicitis?
15%.
We're talking about age over age 30 during their life. 60 to 70% of the population are going to have one or more bouts of diverticulitis. And a percentage of those, 10 to 15%, are going to die from it.
That's a lot.
It's really high. It's a lot of people. And people say, well, that's not a problem. I said, listen, let me tell you, I've done every kind of surgery, and I've assisted and done these surgeries, removing chunks of people's bowels. If you don't get them in the operating room in a timely fashion and get them on IV antibiotics and get them in the intensive care unit, they're dead as a doornail. It's just as dead as if you have a ruptured appendix. And guess what? Just good bowel hygiene stopped that. Give an example. We have people with fungal toenails. And one of the funniest things years ago, if you remember this story, they were saying, Dr. Diggle, I can't explain it. I said, what do you mean? My toenail fungus, my western boots, it's going. It's going, almost gone. And I said, well, what have you been doing? He says, I've not been doing anything with my toes. I'm just taking this Alamax stuff. I said, oh, guess what? It does get from your mouth to your toes.
Yeah, it'll get rid of that for sure. I know. That's what's interesting about the product. Is people.
Yeah, and people say, is it that strong it's going to get rid of fungus in your toes? Yes. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
Will.
Yeah, and it gets at the nail bed. It doesn't just kind of get the top layer so it kind of, oh, that looks pretty ugly. Nail's going to fall off. Perfect. No. It gets it at its root. Pretty amazing, yes. Hey?
It really is. The Alamax is an amazing product, and everybody should, you know, have some.
Well, I think every child should be on it. If they, you know, what's the risk of someone, if they give a child antibiotics, say, 6 times a year before age 5? It's 400 to 500% increased risk of BOF, brain on fire, and a thing called autism. Did you know that if you give children over and over and over again antibiotics, you grow anaerobic bacteria? You can measure the chromogens that are dopamine agonists in their urine and in their blood. They cross the blood-brain barrier as a dopamine agonist, and it's like a child permanently being on crack cocaine. They develop what they call gut-induced schizophrenia, which is an excess of dopamine activity in the brain. Did you know that? You get a 400 to 500% increased risk of autism. We're not even talking about vaccines, which are really bad for your brain, too, to cause what we call BOF, or brain on fire. If you repeatedly give a child that has otitis media or Waldeyer's ring, you know, adenoiditis or tonsillitis, antibiotics, you massively increase the risk of them getting autism, which basically is a gut dysbiosis. They have these abnormal gut bacteria as you keep on blasting them with antibiotics that generates molecules that crosses the blood-brain barrier and screws up your brain. And people say, well, Dr. Diggle, that's just your opinion. I said, you know what? Stop. If I can give you tests to measure it, you don't need a study of 1,000 or 100 or 500 people to get a Zeta score to know if it's statistically probable. You need to do a test. If you need to do a test, a quantitative EEG, urine and blood organic acids, and you can see this. And guess who developed the research on it? Dr. William Shaw at the Overland Park, Kansas, called Great Plains Laboratory. Okay? And in all the imaging studies, there's advanced radiological studies that any radiologist worth his salt can do. So people say, you can't do that, Dr. Diggle. I say, you know what? I trained at Lexicor on quantitative electroencephalography. I can tell you, yes, Dr. Diggle can prove it. So as I say with the students, you need this is a didactic lecture. Wait till the end of the class to ask your questions. You need to learn right now out there. And that includes you doctors that think you know all this stuff. You don't know snot.
Right.
Now, people get offended by that. And even my wife says, Dr. Diggle, you can't see people are stupid. I said, how do I make them smart if they don't realize they're stupid in the first place? How do I really train the public to understand that they're a victim of a system where the doctors, if they step out of line, they're going to lose their means of income, they're going to lose their license or their hospital privileges because they're like I call the chicken yard of medicine. They're if you're a smart chicken, you're going to get your feathers plucked off and you're going to bleed. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get them to realize that the system is designed to say, we don't care if there's a body count or a morbidity. People need to take this in their own hands and say, you know what? I'm just going to start taking Alamax. I'm going to take other things the doctor says for my heart and vessels and my diabetes so I don't get my toes lopped off or die of an abscess or get diverticulosis.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't believe me and you think you want to challenge me, call in or call after hours and you'll have a fine day. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again, with Angioprim.
Yeah, the Big Adios is coming, and if you want to get prepared for the Big Adios, whether it's dealing with your own healthcare issues or your finances, geopolitical or spiritual issues, this is the place to go. The Nutramedical Report and Clay and Iron Show. We have our two websites, Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, and ClayandIron.com, and of course you can go to Deagle-Network.com and our Blueberry Network that connects to all our podcasts that are searchable by topic and specific words. We also have our Vimeo channels. If you go to our website, Nutramedical, you'll see all our Vimeo channels and live stream. So you can pull up and have access. We also have some VOD video on demand on special projects, including protocol videos. There's a small charge of $2 for videos for our advanced wellness protocols, which include a lot of new information that's included in those. And also special reports like the report interview with Roger Stone. We covered a number of issues, including not only all his books, but also my whistleblower information regarding Oklahoma City 9/11 as a war game simulation that later went live. It certainly was not due to a tall man by the name of Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who was in renal failure, dying in a cave in Afghanistan. Okay, so if you believe those stories, just like the pet goat story that George Bush was reading, that 9/11 was somehow done by Saudi Arabia and other pilots in North Africa and Morocco, that somehow it was not a demolition by the Mossad nuclear division and Saudi Arabian contracted pilots, but under the control of the CIA and the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney. You need to understand that what this government and Obama is planning, even though he had the dinner the other night with all the news broadcasters that go to the White House, the press corps. You make a great TV, late-night TV host, as they said, but this man is a monster. That's why I call him the Abominator. He's going to abominate America and destroy it. And, of course, if we get a third term, which is Hitlery, rotten Clinton, God help us, literally. And, by the way, all you women out there that think that Donald Trump is a misogynist, you're dead wrong. Or that you think he's against Hispanic people, you're also dead wrong. He is not a racist. He is not a misogynist. He is a man who says his mind because he knows that among all these so-called mostly decent people across the border, there's enough terrorists, including OTMs other than Mexicans, we're in grave danger. And, of course, the progressive Democrats, including Hillary, want disaster because they then want to pass a bilateral domestic security bill that will take the last bit of our rights away with Patriot Act 1, which George Bush did, and Patriot Act 2, that during the last term of Bush and the terms of Obama, they slid these bills through that gradually have increased our domestic security, IDs, et cetera, which they're pushing a new standard for international standards for identification. So what you have to understand, this is not really open for opinion. And, for example, yesterday I had on the program Jonathan Gray. And I have to apologize for people if they thought there were interruptions there from my son Matthew. But it's good to have somebody on that's controversial, that wants to confront and think that they know better. And unfortunately, this is one of the big problems. When you research a topic well and you have multiple guests on that say basically the same thing, from Leah Lyon-Zagami, who will be back on the program, Barry Chamish, who's a Jewish and an author who I've known for many years, and Jonathan Gray, and they all say basically the same thing. You have to understand, this isn't really open to opinion anymore. It's just a fact. It's an ugly fact, but it's a fact. And when you hear the Pope pushing Chrislam, even during the Christmas ceremonies, when you see these issues that are kind of bubbling up over and over again where the globalists are pushing Agenda 2030, you don't have to really think we can speculate. Just read it. Read Agenda 2030. Read Agenda 21. Read the World Watch Institute. Read the Georgia Guidestones. Read the fact that they have to tell us in advance, because if we don't understand it in spite of them being right in front of us, we're considered by the globalists as profane, meaning we're fit for destruction. Now, you out there have a choice. You can choose to believe what we tell you because it's the truth, and you can validate it by just reading. We don't have to manufacture anything. We don't have to invent lies, you know, like Lion Ted. We just have to present to you the facts, whether it's medical facts, of medical chicanery, of drugs that they know are going to harm people or hurt people, like amiodarone or statin drugs. We don't have to manufacture the facts that the healthcare system is corrupt and stupid and that the cost of a procedure can be three or four times as much in an adjacent hospital. We just present the facts. You can decide to believe those if you simply read. And if you read, we'll empower you with the truth to get your health back, your geopolitical control back, your spiritual truth back, and not believe fools like, for example, the father of Lion Ted. We'll be back in a moment with the next segments. And coming up in hour number 3, today we have Tim Alexander. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Women spend most of their younger years battling mood swings and cramping. When they get older, the relief comes in the form of hot flashes. Ugh. Thankfully, Sweet Annie Herbs has developed a new life formula for women. It's an all-natural formula full of herbs and herbal extracts that are natural sources of estrogen and progesterone. It helps relieve both PMS symptoms and menopause symptoms. New Life Formula cleanses the female system in a gentle and natural way to restore balance to your whole body. This natural hormone replacement therapy is safe for women of all ages and has no side effects. Plus, many women have seen improvements in their hair, nails, and mood. Get free shipping on your bottle now when you order from SweetAnnie.com and enter the code STAR at checkout. Visit SweetAnnie.com or call 800-995-HERB to order New Life Formula and check out all of their natural herbal formulas for joint mobility, blood pressure, men's health, and more. These statements have not been evaluated with the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, L-A-N-D-H-O.tv. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range, a perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, L-A-N-D-H-O.tv right now.
One of the things that I tell people to do to protect their blood vessel walls and their circulation, which is essential to prevent not only heart disease, but cancer and autoimmune conditions, is Cardiovasc. Of course, the old name is Cardovite. The Cardiovasc is our private name. It also in the U.S. includes Ginkgo Biloba. The formula hasn't changed, basically, but the name has. It's been the same for years since Sam Ibrahim developed it. It is far superior to the knockoffs, and I won't mention the knockoff names, but let's put it this way. All the other so-called heart formulas have tried to knock off and replicate the right part of the plant, the right biomolecules, etc., and they haven't. That's why we have people switch to our product if they've been on something else. It's a knockoff. And they say, my blood pressure's better. My circulation in my leg's better. I'm not getting muscle cramps. My brain's working better because it's circulating blood around my brain. I'm detoxing faster. Why is this working? Because we've got the certified most powerful formula available. Let's go through some of the components because, you know, your care of your endothelium and your circulation is very important. You know, we have new technologies like the Endopat and Endothelix, and I'm working to try to get the techs on to talk about this and also do a video, which I'll embed on our live stream and our Vimeo channel, which you can access through Blueberry, through our, you know, our deagle-network.com on the Listen Live links. And by the way, all that information is free to watch all about the products and these testing technologies. there really isn't, and this is good to have an objective way of measuring it, because it goes way beyond just measuring your blood pressure. So Fried, let's talk about the components of what's in it and why, you know, I think every adult should be on it, any child with any health illness. For example, my daughter with Down syndrome, I have her on Cardiovasc as part of her, quote, syrup that she gets in the morning. Why? Because we know the circulatory issues are important. If a child with Down syndrome dies in their 30s, or young person, they have the same cardiac disease as someone in their 60s or 70s that doesn't have Down syndrome. Because the oxidative stress of the extra dosage of the SOD1 gene causes increased oxidative stress and accelerates the process we call aging and vascular disease. So we buffer that by giving specific nutraceutical to our daughter, Kelsey, who's very high functioning, and she won't get the chronic illnesses of others. We've actually measured her 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine and T-bars, and it's normal. It's not abnormal. So you don't have to be, you know, stuck by your genes, like my dad died of a heart attack or my brother had a heart attack at such and such an age. I had a story, and you probably hear ones like this, Fried, where one guy called me and says, my birthday's coming up next February 21st, and said, well, that's good. He says, but my brother, two brothers and my father all died on their 51st birthday. I said, what? He said, I'm nervous. I said, well, let's get you on Cardiovasc. But at that time, it was called Cardivite. And he, by the way, he had his birthday and didn't die. So I'm sure you hear stories like that, right?
Yep.
So let's go through the components and tell what's in it.
Sure. So Cardiovasc is the formula, as you mentioned, developed by my dad. My dad is a pharmacist, now retired, and he trained and educated in Germany and studied the field of herbology, or pharmacognosy, as it's officially called, for 5 years at the University of Würzburg. So he got a very high level of training in this area to start with.
By the way, they're the leading institution in the world in human history for herbology. Not China, not Japan, Germany. The Germans are by far head and shoulders above anybody else in terms of pharmacognosy.
Yep.
Nobody even comes close. They're decades ahead in almost every other area of medical science, too. When I brought the reverse T3 test from Germany back in 1980, I did 99% of all the reverse T3 tests in the world because I got the test brought over from Germany. They're eons ahead in terms of gene-based cancer treatment and everything. I was referring people 30 years ago for gene-based cancer treatment, and I sent them to clinics in Germany. They're eons ahead of everybody else. Nobody's even close.
Yeah, they definitely have a strong understanding. You know, what they do is they understand the science of medicinal plants as well as the folklore, you know, and that's really what sets it apart, right? Because here in North America, you know, anybody can, you know, set up shop and come up with a whole herbal formula and sell it in the store or whatever, right? But it's a rigorous process over there, and my dad, he had his training for 5 years, and he came to Canada, and he brought some of those traditions over with him, and he started to help his patients, with herbal medicine instead of allopathic medicine, as most of the pharmacists were doing. So over a 30-year period, he really developed a large practice in Edmonton. And, he's featured in the national media. He's talked a lot about herbal medicine, really promoted it. And so he was approached by the Chelation Society of Alberta to come up with a formula that would help circulation and heart health, right, to supplement the chelation therapy that a lot of his patients were on.
Yeah.
So he came up with this formula, 7 synergistic ingredients, and the first two are hawthorn and garlic.
Yeah, and the hawthorn is a cardiotonic to increase cardiac contractility and mitochondrial function. The garlic has two effects. It's an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor. It also kills off nanobacteria.
Correct. And so we also have valerian root, milk thistle, and ginkgo.
The valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system, so it stops the fight-or-flight reaction. The ginkgo improves microcirculation, and The bilberry is what's called a most dialyzable antioxidant that crosses our blood vessel walls of the heart and brain and other solid organs, better than any other antioxidant. Now, there's other ones that are more powerful, but not as dialyzable. They're not small enough to go through in the deep parts of tissues and organs. So that's really important.
Yeah, and then we have the cayenne and the ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, cayenne, of course, is again a microcirculatory toxin and microcirculatory stimulant, and the ginkgo biloba, it will also reduce blood viscosity and improves microcirculation dramatically and help with the endothelial lining of the blood vessels. So we have a combination of formulas that prevents plaque formation, stimulates the mitochondria, balances the autonomic nervous system, and prevents new plaque formation. So when you take this, you start to see, for example, somebody that's diabetic, their kidney function improved, their brain function improved, their memory improved, their cardiac contractility if they've got heart failure or hypertension. A lot of times this is all they need to lower their blood pressure, or if they've got a blocked artery, let one in 20 males over age 40 has a 93% or greater blockage of one major vessel to at least one leg. That's a lot. A lot of people walk around, hey, why are you walking funny, Grandpa? And they're maybe not an old grandpa, maybe they're a 48-year-old grandpa. But, oh, I don't know, if I get cramps in my leg, if I walk too fast, the cramp in the leg is because they haven't had an arterial study called a NEVA scan or an arteriogram, and they got a huge blockage maybe of the pudendal artery to their leg. It's like, you don't know your leg's screwed, guy? And they start taking it because the doctor, if he does the test, the surgeon starts smacking his lips saying, man, I am going to get a bigger boat. I'm going to get a bigger boat because he's going to do a surgery and charge $30,000 to do that Acron graft to your leg. And all you need to take is 6 months of taking cardiovasc, sometimes with some other things, but just, we've had people take it alone, and 6 months later the surgeon says, darn it, got to cancel the boat. Not going to do the surgery. People say, Dr. Deagle, you're so... Listen, I remember one vascular surgeon down in Georgia when I was working there in 87, 88. And I arrived in my office and there was this great big honey ham and all kinds of other things. I'm saying, what did I do? Did somebody all of a sudden, you know, have a kid or I did something really wonderful? No. This vascular surgeon just wants you to refer cases. If you see somebody that's got a vascular problem, don't give them things to make them better. Darn it, just identify the problem and get them over there and they can cut. That Dacron graft's going to be able, you'll be able to buy a lot of boats with that. I'm thinking, people don't know how corrupt the medical system is, do they?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, had to deal with it.
Listen, I can make a mini series that would be make people's stomach turn more than Game of Thrones, you know, with the evil stuff they do, like having dogs eat babies and horrible ways of dismembering people. Well, let me tell you, the medical system is a lot uglier than that, and it's real. It's not imaginary. And there's a body count.
Mm-hmm.
And it would come up real sneaky, like you wouldn't see it happen, and all of a sudden, what? I remember one time walking down in the ICU at the Swedish Hospital, and the respiratory tech, it was about 2 in the morning, and I was running from one bed to another, setting up, you know, people on ventilators and doing other stuff. And I said to a guy, what are you doing with that ventilator? I said, where did you get it? Oh, for that guy over there. Oh, he's heading off to the morgue. I said, what happened? He said, insurance ran up. I said, you put a notch in the top of that ventilator? And he said, yeah. I said, that's your pearl handles, isn't it? He said, man, Deagle, you're smart. I said, I'm going to count. I bet there's around 22 notches in the top of that ventilator. He said, my gosh, Deagle, you can even count. Now, let me tell you, if you don't want to end up with a cardiac event or a stroke or something else, like a pontine stroke or a brainstem stroke, where they call you brain dead because you're no longer ventilating, and you may, by the way, still have cognitive function, even if they can put you in an artificial ventilator, but they're going to kill you because you're no longer communicative. They discovered a lot of times they do MRIs and other tests, a lot of these people are basically, they're not really dead. They're just kind of suspended and can't really kind of communicate. That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yep. What you have to understand, you don't want to be a victim of the medical system. You want to avoid doctors like the plague. You know? You want to avoid that thing. I tell people the ideal way to go is to live to be 145, win a race, have good sex, good meal, and go poof, and then they take a vacuum and put your ashes on the counter and say, there's Grandpa. You do not want to go with tubes in every orifice for 20 years in the hospital, having them turn you over and wipe your butt and making sure you don't get bed sores and strike your bed. You do not want that to happen. You want to make sure you're diabetic, you don't end up with such pain syndromes. You know, 1 in 20 diabetics will get such severe pain and want to commit suicide. 1 in 20. If they've had 8 to 10 years. Do you know how many more people that are diabetic get heart disease, vascular disease, stroke, and blindness? 6 times more than the general population. Do you want to know what percentage of the population are borderline or diabetic now? UCLA, 4 weeks ago published, 69% over age 30. 69%. Okay?
Yep.
Now, if you face these realities, and I help people, just like a good businessman, if you face the business realities, you can probably go make a deal like Donald Trump does, and you can actually figure out a solution to the problem. But if you just submit yourself to polypharmacy and the stupid advice that you'll get, they'll make a lot of money as they shove your carcass in the grave. Now, I tell people, you may have to take drugs for a while if you end up in the ICU, but get off the things really quick. Like, I just had a consult yesterday where this poor lady, her son, who's a doctor and anesthesiologist, contacted me, and she's got a blocked artery. Well, she's going to get a cardiac cath today, but after she has her cath, she has to take nutraceuticals beforehand so she doesn't do what's called a reperfusion oxidative stress injury, which means you reopen the blood vessels, and now if you don't buffer her with antioxidants, the surge in free radicals caused by her heart mitochondria are going to damage more heart muscle. Real seriously damage. And how many doctors? Right. How many doctors do you think know about reperfusion injury? What percentage do you think know? Number one, that it exists. Or number two, how to stop it?
I have no idea.
How about it's really easy to get the simple answer called zero, zero. Okay. Now you don't realize that most people that are having a cardiac unstable plaque that you can see in a CT scan with a calcium score, those arteries have been spasming for years before they calcified and formed a stable calcified plaque. Do you know that? So if it's a bifurcation of your left anterior and circumflex artery or whatever, or your posterior right coronary artery, those arteries have been in spasm on and off for years as they're gradually developing unstable plaque that calcifies, and you can see it on a CT scan. It's not just out of the blue, oh, how did grandma die? Well, if she had a high-speed CT scan, she'll pick up 12% more than even a treadmill or a pharmacological stress test. Do most doctors know that? It's published in cardiology journals that a high-speed CT, a calcium score, is more accurate than a treadmill or a pharmacological stress test. And in regular EKG, only picks up 14%. A stress test will pick up 87%, and a high-speed CT scan will pick up 100%. So you're getting calcified plaque. You've got a sitting bomb going tick, tick, tick in your chest or your arteries, your circle of Willis. The other test to do is a B-scan ultrasound of your carotid arteries to look how thick the plaque is. Start taking cardiovascular. The plaque gets thinner. You say, whoa. And I said, what would you take with that, doctor? I would say, well, I would add omega supreme krill, elagic acid, and vein away, which is diosmin. But the most important of all is cardiovascular. If you want to avoid vascular events, you have to take cardiovascular. Don't think because your blood pressure is normal that you're going to avoid all this stuff. That doesn't mean anything. You can still have crappy perfusion or coronary spasms. You can still have dyslipidemia even if you're not overweight. And the thing is that doctors are lazy. They measure nuclear magnetic spectroscopy of your lipids and estimate it based on nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. They don't do a lipid electrophoresis. What percentage of cardiologists do a lipid electrophoresis? Less than 0.01%. Did you know that? Less than 0.01% do a lipid electrophoresis. They don't even know if you got a small particle HDL, which is the most dangerous form that'll kill you. But guess what? Cardiovascular will eliminate the small particle HDL and lower the VLDL cholesterol that'll do you in. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So these are little-known, deadly facts that your dumb doctor will, you know, say, hey, I got to give you a statin drug. I'm going to give you amiodarone. I'm going to give you an ACE inhibitor. You might get postural hypotension, fall, and break your hip, but no problem. Don't worry about that. I'm going to give you a diuretic and screw up your magnesium, which protects your heart from cardiac arrhythmias. And then we're going to give you an antiarrhythmic drug on that because your potassium is in your boots and your magnesium is even worse. You know, really? And, you know, I tell people, start off with simple stuff. And if you're really curious, you want to validate it. You know, you can do functional medicine blood tests, packed red cell tests, cardiac panels through the Genova labs, doctor's data and other labs through. You can order it online. I can tell you what tests to order. You can get the kits, go to LabCorp Quest, or you can get a mobile blood tech to come by. Or you can get a QRMA machine, which even tells you in advance which things you probably should order. Because the quantitative resonant test will tell you which organ system is screwed up and what your vitamin mineral levels are, and then I can discern which organ and panels and test panels will actually validate what we're trying to say. So, one of the things I tell people, if you're diabetic or have problems, get an endopad or endothelix to see if you've corrected your mitochondrial and endothelial function. get the Berkeley test strips to test the back of your tongue. If you're not making nitric oxide, you better darn well make it, and you better show also that you don't show oxidative markers indicating, because remember, diabetes and heart disease are free radical illnesses. You lose superoxidismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes and nitric oxide synthase. You can't make tetrahydrobiopterin. So you need to have bio-LVR, superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and simethyl. And you need to take some nitrates in your diet. You need to take a Cardivasc. You're going to make nitric oxide. If you don't make nitric oxide, your capillaries and your blood vessels don't respond to the shearing force of your heart and pump the blood around your body. And people say, what does that mean? I said, well, this is a published journal, and I'm going to put together an article and a video on this for not only patients but doctors. Your heart, giving credit to Harvey for looking at the heart anatomy, the heart only starts the pumping phase. Your blood vessels pump the blood around your body. So get it at NutriMedical.com, Cardiovasc. Every adult should be on it, and any child with any health problem. We have specials all the time at NutriMedical.com, Cardiovasc.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Has it correct, you know. If you listen to the show, and we have a lot of energy here, I want to recommend you call in, but there's three rules to the calling into our board op. Usually my board op is Dan, sometimes Sam. And then, of course, right after our show is a new addition back to RBN after many years away, is Mike Rivero. And you want to listen to Mike's show. He's got a What Really Happened is a great show, and also John Stantmiller's show. There's great hosts on this network, and I hope to have many of them on the program to do cameos to explain what they do and where their level of expertise and what their zeitgeist is, what they're trying to do. So just to give you some highlights of what's going on now, I've been working hard with Jim Quercy. We are working to launch a special blog that's a forum that allow people to reconnect with other people that are what we call nutrimedical people, which are basically patriot believers. I like to use the word believer. And they can be in any country on earth. So they can connect with other people. That is happening. We're developing technology so people can find local people and contact them. Michelle is the blog mistress. She's the one that's going to maintain the blog over in our Blueberry, which is Deagle-Network. You go to the blog when it's all set up in the next week or so. Right now, if you go to our Listen Live buttons, I want to go over these again for a moment. The first one is Listen Live, and you're going to get Shoutcast. Second one is the Nutramedical Archives, and it takes you to our Blueberry account where you can actually search by topic. We're now going backwards as well. We have March and April. We'll be eventually back all the way over the next number of months to February of 2009, and they're all going to be cross-indexed and tagged, so you can search by topic and issue. The next button down is button 3 is a live stream channel, and it brings you all the different videos and so on. It gives you all the live stream channel, so you can actually get all the events that are available on the live stream channel. So for right now, in terms of number of events we have running, our nutraceutical products and protocols, geopolitical analysis, astrophysics, biosecurity and public health, clay and iron and world Christian news, how to win in court with a pro se litigant training through the course with Dr. Fred Graves, carrot bars, gold currency business, and the environmental medicine and evaluation. We deal with earth changes there, of course, in our astrophysics, but environmental toxicology. Now, you're going to get information here that's going to be a level where there'll be entry level and it'll also be professional level. And just take what you can out of it. If you have questions, I'm always open to emails. So anybody can email a specific question or a request. You don't have to have purchased any products, but we hope that you will stick with purchasing all of your nutraceutical needs here because that supports our program and what we plan on doing, which is expanding our media presence. All of our shows are podcasts now in every registry on the planet. Except, I think, Tumblr. So that means that you're going to get be able to get Twitter, iTunes, and everything. All of our videos are now broadcast through Vimeo, so they go on even on Roku and television, Google TV, etc. So all the videos we present, which are a wrap-up after most days, and a wrap-up of the whole week, plus special conferences or interviews like the Roger Stone interview, which is our first VOD or video on demand, and it's a minimal $2 charge to watch that video. Our protocols will be the same. When we have our protocols ready, they will be VOD as well. So we will be back in just a moment with our Hour 3 guest. And you want to, as I say, he's the character, Tim Alexander. And he's got a blog called yourbusiness.blogspot.com with only one S for business. When we come back, and you've got to see the artwork in his blog. It's he's got an amazing artist that kind of crystallizes a lot of these issues with Photoshop and other technologies. We'll be back in just a moment, and your questions are welcome. 800-313-9443. Call in on keep it on the topic. It's going to be geopolitical, spiritual, etc. Hour 3 coming up.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free Vigor Score test today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.